Now, the mobile phone industry in the UK may well be living in the 1990s, but today I saw my first glimmer of hope that things might be changing. And I guess this glimmer of hope came from Vodafone UK on Twitter contacting me to see what my problem was and kind of whether they could help. My problem is deeply ingrained in the kind of old-fashioned way mobile companies seem to be running their business at the moment, insisting we have 18-month contracts and still talking megabytes when they're providing, or at least dealing with phones with 8, 12-megapixel cameras, which mean that a megabyte is meaningless nowadays, when they're charging you £5 per megabyte for international roaming, or just talking about fair use policy when other mobile phone companies can say unlimited relatively comfortably. It's a real tough nut to crack because our infrastructure is very slow to catch up. I guess Japan's got it easy on a smaller scope. I think in some places they're using 4G now, but at the least they have HSDPA everywhere. I guess it'll be when WiMAX comes to our phones, probably very, very controlled, licensed WiMAX, that we will start seeing proper data streaming. And at the moment, I don't know, I can't really justify having the two phones. I'm obviously recording this on my iPhone, just straight into the mic, no problem at all. I love it for that. I will really miss streaming video should I not be able to get a good data card, which will roll over the data. I don't need a SIM card for phone calls. I have a phone for phone calls. All I need a SIM card is for me to be able to stream video from my Nokia N95 should I need to. But I don't want to have to keep updating that. I don't want to buy a contract. I just want to pay for the data that I'm going to use and have the data that I don't use roll over. Is that too much to ask? Well, for some companies it seems it is, but I must say I am slightly impressed that, number one, I was the first customer Vodafone UK spoke to on Twitter. Number two, that they're actually there and they're engaging in the conversation. I would say follow them, if only to start the ball rolling. Tell them, what it is you want. Tell them that we're fed up of 18-month contracts. Vodafone do still do 12-month contracts. I think you could even have one-month contracts in some strange little package. But we need it across the board. We need the contracts to be as short as how fast the technology is moving. Does that make sense? I don't want to be tied into a phone for 18 months. I also would like there to be some flexibility in the technology so that I'm not just getting rid of my phone every 18 months. Maybe there will be a handset like the iPhone 5, which is so superiorly advanced you are just waiting for firmware upgrades year after year. Wouldn't that be an ideal world, so that we're not filling our landfills with devices? I do know there's some great systems in place for us to send our devices into Africa and places where they're very, very much needed. And the more smartphones we do send out there, the faster we're going to get Africa connected, especially Wi-Fi enabled ones. Predicaments of being a tech lover and wanting to be connected in more ways than just by the voice. I shall be uploading this through my home Wi-Fi because it's the only thing I seem to be able to rely on, even though that's too bleeding slow. I nearly get a meg. What is it? What country are we in right now? What year are we in right now? What happened to Digital Britain? I can hear people laughing just at the mention of Digital Britain. Rightio, rant over. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, ourmaninside.com. You're listening to Documentally on Twitter, if you didn't know that already. Cheers, bye.